This is Rad Radio. Call the show anytime at 888-989-9811. This is Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
Got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Christine.
Hey, Christine.
Writing in about the Fat Rob line, yes? There's a Fat Rob line of products in the Stupid Store.
Superstore.
At radradio.com. We have coffee mugs and then all of the various shirts. You can get tank tops, hoodies, sweatshirts. Christine had a question. Do the shirts run true to size, or like Rob, do they fit large? Yeah, they're as I understand it, true to size. I weigh in with my doctor again today. We'll have an update for you tomorrow. Appetite seems to have plateaued. We'll see.
Boring.
See if it sticks. That kind of thing. Or yes, or maybe I'm lying. That's in the Stupid Store. Now,
Superstore.
Brandon, you didn't seem overly impressed. We had a disturbing Dr. Rob letter, to say the least. Dude caught watching bestiality porn, and we did try to take it very seriously, but there's also, you know, that the pressure valve that you let off, where there were many listeners who were writing in with puns related to, you know, doggy style and things like that. But you didn't seem like you thought. Your reaction was, those were okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was all low-hanging fruit, really, when it comes to the pun department.
All right, let me see if you like either of these.
Okay.
Now, admittedly, the first one's from O'Brien.
Here we go.
O'Brien.
Okay. But he says, I can't believe what I'm listening to now. You're reading bestiality puns. You think that's funny? Calling the show entertainment is a big stretch.
Oh, it's a big stretch.
The yoga stretch.
That's pretty good, because you got to say big stretch every time a yoga
you
stretch.
You do. Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah, cute.
Matt wrote in, and he said, you know, if the wife doesn't know, blah, blah, blah. Look, if you didn't hear it, you know, you got to go back and listen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might be lucky. But talk about being in the doghouse. No. Okay.
No.
Hey, I just read them.
Bad dog. Whatever the guy's name is. Bad
first
listener.
Yeah. Oh, this guy?
That guy. Bad.
Oh, Matt, the doghouse joke? You want? Oh, yeah.
Bad Matt.
There you go. Okay. If you're a maggot and you're listening to us, so you are. If you got jokes, you email us, rd@radradio.com. Don't call. You can't tell jokes.
Sorry.
14-year-old Athena starts us off not with a joke, but a note. Says, good morning, Rad. I'd like to wish my brother Alexander, a.k.a. Buggy.
Oh,
that's lovely. A happy 18th birthday. He's the best brother ever. Athena, you don't know that. You don't know everyone's brother.
Okay, well,
My brothers are pretty awesome.
Yeah,
oh
so, I mean,
God.
Right
your
away.
Your brother should be the best brother, Athena.
Right, but don't say it, you know, authoritatively.
You
would
you
say,
can.
You know, as far as I know or in my experience.
Don't let a man tell you what to do.
Yes, including your boss. Just, you know, when you get a job, when you
especially
get in the workforce.
Especially that.
Right, exactly. by the way, she writes, he just got accepted into Cal Poly for aerospace engineering.
Whoa. Oh, damn. Go banana slugs.
Yeah.
Oh. Artsy pants.
And then making sure she actually gets her birthday wish, she writes, he's the smartest person I know except for you, Rob. Yeah, right.
Happy, happy birthday. Now eat your f***ing cake.
Nice.
Happy, happy birthday or we'll punch you in the face.
Okay, here are her actual, I'm sorry.
I have to red pen myself.
Ah.
It's San Luis Obispo that's the banana slug. So
oh, good.
The UC Santa Cruz banana slugs.
You know we would have gotten emails.
Oh,
if
I know, and that's I just wanted to just
good.
Get
yeah,
that
you know,
out of the way right there, because it's whatever.
They're the same city.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's sarcasm,
they're not.
Folks.
It's sarcasm.
So please
yes.
don't write your emails. All right, we're already spending too much on toner and ink. And...
Literally.
Can I get to Athena's jokes?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. What did the kamikaze flight instructor tell his students?
What?
I'm only going to show you this once.
Oh, damn.
Apparently the man was smothered to death between a pair of breasts and there was no sign of a struggle. What a great way to go.
Good day to die.
This is from 10-year-old Lily.
Hey, Lily.
I have an archaeology exam tomorrow, and it doesn't matter if I pass or fail, because either way, my future is in ruins. Archaeology.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if she fails,
very cute.
She's ruined her career.
Kid joke.
Yes. No, that is a good one.
Yes.
I have no complaints about that joke.
I just heard groans in the other room.
Yeah, I didn't laugh.
Well, I mean, I didn't say it was funny. I just had no complaints about
oh
the structure.
God.
Joe, you're supposed
joke.
To laugh.
I'm constipated, so that's what was my groan was about.
Big D, before he gets to dad jokes, has a note. Says, yesterday I pulled a Dawn. I fell down and went boom. Well, that's happening a lot lately.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't break anything. However, I did end up with a sore and swollen ankle.
Okay, no. Okay, stop it. You can only say you pulled a Dawn if a bone is broken.
All right, there's the new rule.
You little wusses that fall and don't break bones.
Ooh, Big D, shots fired. You're a wuss.
Work harder on breaking the ankle.
He says, in light of this incident, today's submission of dad jokes have a theme. Okay. I wrote a book on how to fall down the stairs. It's a step-by-step guide. What do you call a herd of sheep falling down a hill?
What?
A lambslide. Insert bad puns here. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Summer wasn't bad either. I just saw my wife trip and fall while carrying a laundry basket full of ironed clothes. Yes, I watched it all unfold.
Good woman right there.
This is from Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Men should stop holding doors open for women. It's sexist. Instead, hold them closed so that the woman has an equal opportunity to prove her strength.
Nice.
Hey, you guys asked for it. We're happy to give it to you.
Oh, Lord.
These are from Benjamin.
Hi, Benjamin.
What do aliens use to have sex?
What?
Their space junk.
Take me to your breeder.
There it is. Thank you. I was trying to figure out the line. Women only call me ugly till they find out how much money I make, and then they call me ugly and poor.
Oh, no.
Hey.
I sprinkled my father's remains on his favorite golf course today, and as I did so, I thought to myself, I probably should have had him cremated.
Oh, oops.
Bop.
So stiff.
Oh, man.
Did he cut the body up?
Bucket?
If you have jokes, R-A-D at radradio.com.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.